And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
I do have a take.
Point of contention.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all hating. Stop hating. Everybody hating.
Welcome back to Point of Contention. Five topics, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention. I'm Zach Harper. We got Andrew Schleck producing. Coming up on the show, are there any West contenders? Paul George goes down, Jaylen Brown leaving town, Graydon the rebuilds, and Towns and Edwards back in Minnesota. Also, welcome to those of you watching on YouTube. Subscribe right now. Go click the little Athletic NBA show name there. Click subscribe. It's one of those. Yeah, somewhere there. Go click it right now. If you're not watching on YouTube, it sounded like weird audio, but you should go to YouTube and subscribe. You can watch us talk. What's better than that? Also, what's better than The Bounce? The essential NBA newsletter to your mailbox for free every damn morning of the week, Monday through Friday, written by yours truly, and you get some actual good stuff from Shams Charania in there, as opposed to me just babbling about, I don't know, MVP or something like that, or whoever's in the tournament still. Hey, today, March 23rd, National Chip and Dip Day. Marcus is still getting his coffee, so Will, I will ask you, what's the best chip and dip combo?
Oh, man, I got to go chips and queso. I'm not a guacamole guy.
Queso, that's a good call, man.
I'm a chips and queso guy for sure. Whenever I go to a Mexican spot, I got to get me some chips and queso. That's a must.
Yeah, the queso can be kind of a dangerous game, though, right? Because if the queso's just not right, it has like that little weird film on the top that you got to break through and you got to stir it up with the chip. And then that chip's got to go, man. You can't trust that chip once you stir that up. Yeah, you got to toss that one. But then after that, you're good to go. Guac also, like, so I would probably go chips and guac, but man, I've had some bad guacs before. I've had some real bad guacs before. Like, you gotta make sure that thing is authentic.
Yeah, I'm on the other end. I've never had a good guac. I'm not a guac guy whatsoever. Okay. Get that green stuff out of my face. I don't want any part of any guac.
For sure. Yeah, I think you know, if you're going at home, if you're playing at home. Does a 7-layer bean dip count as like an actual dip, or is that cheating?
I'm a 7-layer bean dip guy. I'll definitely approve that one. I've had some good 7-layer dip before, for sure.
It's weird you never see that out in the wild. You can only buy it at the store to come home.
I know, right? You never see it like, yeah, let me order some 7-layer dip while I'm at the spot. You'll never see that.
I've never seen that on a menu before. Maybe they just put it on chips and they call that nachos. All right, let's get to our two contestants, if one of them will ever join us. In this corner, from the Paris of the South, the best beat writer the Big Easy has ever produced, the author of the future book, the pick swap that wasn't, the one, the only, Will Gilry. Will, what's the best food that New Orleans has to offer?
Oh, man, we just bringing me here to get the food corner, and I like it. I like it. The New Orleans guy's talking some food. Yeah, that's why I'm here. I got to go char-grilled oysters, brother. Number one on my list. If you had char-grilled oysters in New Orleans, it'll change your life.
You know what's messed up? Will, can I say something that's messed up? Uh-oh. I developed an allergy to oysters in my 30s. Oh, so I've had them before. They're amazing. Can't eat them anymore. What do you mean? What do you mean it's an awful take?
That is such an awful take. Are you serious?
They're amazing.
No, he said char-grilled oysters is the best thing out of New Orleans?
What are you going, po' boy?
I understand. I mean, we're talking about perhaps the world's best cuisine.
Listen, man.
You can have a lot of them. Like an appetizer.
And well, I had a second option up here. I got char-grilled oysters, number one. Mm-hmm. And I got not just any old gumbo. I got my mom's gumbo, number two.
Oh, wow.
Don't get gumbo from any spot. You got to get a family member's gumbo. Family member's gumbo. That's the top five.
Yes.
In this corner, it's Marcus Thompson. I'm not doing the whole intro. You weren't here. You were getting coffee that was burning, apparently. It's Marcus Thompson by his books. Marcus,
coffee on fire.
What's the best food in Oakland?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh, man. It's not actually Oakland food. It's our versatility, right? It's like international.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not Oakland food. It's like you got great Mexican. You got great Cuban. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. So with that said, I'm going to go with a burrito truck. a good carne asada for the burrito truck.
Any of
baby.
Them, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, there's some good ones there. All right. That's enough banter. You can tick that box. Schleck, start the clock. Are there any real West contenders? The Bucks, current favorites to win the NBA title, according to BetMGM, with other teams in the East like the Celtics and the Sixers, also with high odds. I'm curious. The West have a team that could actually beat one of these teams. Healthy Suns, the Denver Nuggets, the Warriors, Marcus. Anybody else? Can you think the Clippers could get it together? Any of those teams, Memphis, Sacramento. Will, I'll start with you. Anybody in the West that you legitimately think, like, all right, it's this team versus the Bucks, it's this team versus the Celtics, it's this team versus the Sixers, I got this team?
My initial reaction when I read the question, honestly, was Memphis, just because with Ja coming back, and I really kind of like Memphis all year, but I feel like with all the Ja stuff going on, we really haven't soaked in the fact that just Brandon Clark is gone now, and mm-hmm. Steven Adams probably will be gone for a minute.
And Dylan Brooks is still there.
And Dylan Brooks That's is still tough, there. Yeah. So I think, you know, a big part of their identity was just the way they beat people up and the way they attacked the offensive boards with those big guys, and just them not being there. I feel like that's tough. And, you know, I'm probably scratching Memphis off my list. If I'm being real, man, it sounds crazy. I probably got to throw Phoenix up there. Yeah. Even though KD isn't healthy, we don't know what they're going to look like. But I just feel like you plop KD on the floor with Book, with CP and Ayton, with Monty coaching, and they'll probably figure it out. You know, I'll just put them against anybody, and I'm like, if I see KD and Book out there, I feel like they got a damn good chance of winning. And I feel like if they do pull this off, it'll be one of the craziest stories in NBA. If this dude plays three regular season games and then comes back for the playoffs and they end up winning the West, I feel like that should be the new rule. It'd be like, for just throw away KD's current contract. I want to see every year KD's like, I'm announcing what team I'm signing with mm-hmm. on April 1st, and we're mm-hmm. going to win the championship. That's what I want to see for the rest of KD's. KD.
Absolutely. Marcus. The Warriors gonna do it? The Nuggets? The Kings?
It's got, you know what the craziest part is? Like, out of all these teams, I believe in this team the least, but I think they got the best chance of winning it all. The Denver Nuggets.
Oh, you don't believe this. Get out of here.
No, like, everybody else, it's like major, major question marks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could say the Warriors if Wiggins come back, if Gary Payton is right. Like, you could say, like, Phoenix if KD is healthy, right? You could even go Clippers if Paul George is not hurt. Like, everybody is, like, one hot run away where you don't want to write them off because we've seen them do it. And Denver's like, yo, we roll, like, we got full squad. Like, we ready.
Yeah.
So, like, they're the most realistic chance. But they also, they're not winning the title.
Three straight MVP.
Yeah, right.
Like, in the center of it all.
And they're probably the most disrespected out of all of these teams.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
It's just like, whenever we have this conversation, everybody's going out of their way to not pick the Nuggets.
That's why I'm going with Denver. Because
they run away with the one seed. Like, and everyone's like, nah, this team doesn't matter. Yeah, nah.
But like, they're like, make a run, get hot at the right time, click. Feels the most realistic out of everybody, right? If we were putting this down on BetMGM, like, who's got the best odds? Like, they're not waiting for somebody to come back, right? They're not, like, hoping.
No.
Yeah, they're just like, yo, this is how we've been rolling for a while, right? And the other option, the other team you can say that about is the Kings. And it's like, which one you really think of?
Well, I mean, Kings are a really bad defense.
Oh, they're awful, right? I mean, they give really up 126. Terrible. They give up 126 points to a team missing three starters. To a Jazz, like, Laurie Markkanen is on the side having a party. Like, whoa. That's what I'm saying. Like, Denver is the most. You know what? Denver is like, it's like, yo, I didn't really get into Harvard, but I'm not going to community college. what's a really good state school? Like a safe pick. Mm-hmm. Like that's Denver, right? I'm gonna go have a nice, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Cal State Northridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Denver.
They probably got like a good engineering program or something, you know? What I'm saying? Like,
you still gonna make it. It ain't sexy, but you're gonna be all right. Like that's Denver, I feel like.
Yeah, I do worry about Jamal Murray's health because he doesn't look all that healthy to me. Like I kind of think like just shut him down for the next 2 weeks and then have him come back and see what's what. And their defense is a little suspect as well. But yeah, maybe it should be Denver. Denver's also just in this thing. Like it's like the Bucks a couple years ago where I'm just like, nah, you got to do something in the playoffs before we're going to talk about you that
it's
way.
It's like the same, right?
Yeah.
And as much as we like their starters, I feel like their bench, I don't trust any of those dudes. Like when you start bringing in like Christian Braun and Thomas Bryant, I'm like, all right, I don't know if I
you
can
see
these dudes.
You know what the crazy thing is? You know he pronounces his name Christian Brown?
Brown, yeah, that's right. I
that
knew that and I still pronounce it
wrong. That is unacceptable. I refuse. It's Christian Braun. You spell it Braun. That's not Brown, buddy. That's Braun.
No O's or W's in there, my man. How is that a Brown?
You know what's troubling about Denver, that kind of makes me pause, is they're like the Warriors are a terrible road team. Denver's not a good road team. Like, are they going into Milwaukee, into Boston, and winning? Like, that's with Michael Porter Jr. Like, I don't know.
At that point, hey, they made the finals.
Exactly, right? You know, at that point, they rolled.
At least in the conference finals, I'll be like, all right. Like, hey, this man, is good.
I'm just going to find me a good wife who loves me, have a couple kids. I'm going to get a nice job. Like, I'm going to Denver this thing out.
Sorry, Nuggets fans.
I'm staying out the streets. Like, I believe in you, Denver.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to take two.
Watch Paul, they move to the Warriors in the second round.
Paul George.
Warriors of the weekend fling.
Don't make me laugh while I'm talking about Paul George's injury, all right? That's messed up. Tuesday night against the Thunder. About 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Paul George's right knee collided with Lu Dort's leg. Kind of looked like a hyperextension. He had to be helped back to the locker room. He left the arena on crutches. It's a shame because the Clippers were playing really well. And PG just did a 360 dunk in a half-court set that was nasty. Like, that was some Vince Carter stuff right there. We don't have an update as of this recording from the Clippers yet, but Marcus, without PG, let's say Kawhi Leonard is completely healthy for the rest of this run, but without PG, are the Clippers sunk? See what you like?
Yes.
Clippers a ship.
Yes.
The Clippers sunk.
They're done without PG.
Wow.
I mean, what are we talking about? Championship?
Let's say conference finals.
Nah. Did we just not watch Lu Dort lock up Kawhi for the final possession?
I seen to it, Marcus.
Goodness, Kawhi's like, my guy, and I'm like, ugh.
And it really wasn't a Kawhi thing. It's like, who do you have belief in around him? Right, and you just took away
because I think he looked around and was like, oh, maybe I pass this, get this back. He's like, nah,
I literally,
not him. All right, shit.
You cannot tell me that's not what he was thinking. You can, all right, give it up and get it back. He just ran out of time. I literally think that's what he was thinking. Like, but first, can we just talk about, and Zach, you're gonna feel me on this. Come on, man, we need playoff P, man. Like, we need playoff P. We need playoff P, man. Come on, this dude produces. He produces buckets on the court. He produces moments.
Unless Joe Ingles
he produces stuff to laugh at. Like,
yes, there we go.
Like, he's great on the pod. You see him on his podcast? Like, he is actually good. Like, he's like saying stuff.
Oh,
it's
you
crazy.
Mean podcast P? We'll get plenty of podcasts.
Podcast P, yeah. Like,
some cringe quotes.
I hope
he's a kid of some cringe quotes.
Banners in Indiana. Division banners.
Division banners.
Lose. This is one of my favorite NBA players.
It was like two
bro.
Of them, man. Like, it wasn't
remember my MVP season when I finished third in MVP?
I love this guy, yo. Might as well be first. I love watching him play. I love listening to him. Like, he's hilarious. And like 60% of it is unintentional. But we cannot lose this guy right now. We cannot lose this guy right now, man. Come on, P. I love this dude, man. He's the best. He literally, he was talking on this podcast. Who says this? I was telling my homie, I'm about to lock Steph up. I got him tonight. I got him. And then he's like laughing about Steph gave him 50. He's like, I didn't do nothing. But nobody says that. Like, nobody's like, can you imagine Westbrook ever admitting, yo, I'm about to shut him down? Well, but then I went out and I couldn't do nothing.
He did that with Ricky Rubio and it didn't go well. But
I love Paul George. Put that on the record. We cannot lose him right now.
Will, can you see a world in which the Clippers without a healthy Paul George are just dragged through to the conference? Let's just say conference finals by Kawhi.
Yeah, this is a wrap without PG, man. They're just not like we started out the convo saying. They just, when you see Kawhi out there, he could still put up numbers. He could still make a lot of really good plays. But like, he's not the Toronto Kawhi. He's not the guy that's gonna carry you through three rounds of the playoffs. So I just think, and then when you look at the rest of that roster, it's just like they got good role players, but you ain't winning three rounds in the West without, you know, PG there to kind of lift Kawhi up. And I think the other thing is like we all kind of was scratching our head after the Russell Westbrook move. And I feel like when Russ and PG play together, it kind of works, right? Because those guys know how to play together. PG likes when Russ pushes the pace and he's able to get some easy buckets. And I feel like Kawhi is more of a walk it up. Let's play half court. Let's kind of take advantage of some mismatches. And we know that's just not Russ' game. That's when people start standing 10 feet away from Russ, begging you to pass him the ball. And that's when you see all the weaknesses in Russ' game. I feel like all of the good parts of Russ' game come out when he played with PG. So, yeah, man, I it was really bad seeing that injury just because it happened so late in the season. You always think about how does that affect next season for the Clippers. And then the other thing with the Clippers, yeah, this ain't a team that's hoping they can make the conference finals. All of them picks they gave away Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's fighting for first team all NBA. That's a team that's championship or bust. And what they got going on right now ain't championship as far as what I see.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think the standard has changed by now. I think they'd be pretty happy with a conference final.
I'll let Paul George's podcast be the judge of that. I'm not going to let you put those.
Remember my championship season? Remember when we lost in the second round?
Yeah, remember that? Remember when he was, you know, enshrined in the Hall of Fame because he had 27 points in a game? You know, remember all that? Don't forget.
Yes,
that's playoff.
Don't forget it, baby. Playoff.
All right, let's take a quick break, fellas. When we come back, is Jaylen Brown long for Boston? Back after this.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And we're back. Take three. Brown leaving town. Earlier this week, The Ringer published a profile on Jaylen Brown covering everything from his time at Cal to his disagreements with Kyrie while with the Celtics to his long-term future with the Celtics franchise. Brown, while he didn't say he was going to leave Boston, he left a little room for a little uncertainty. Brown on how long he'll be with the Celtics. Quote, I don't know. As long as I'm needed. It's not up to me. We'll see how they feel about me over time and how I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense. But I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. End quote. Marcus, is this a meaningful quote? Is maybe his friendship with Kyrie going to lead him as Kyrie left the Cavs to explore things on his own? Is the contract extension, in which he is now incredibly underpaid by his by star standards, is that going to lead to him saying, give me this new TV deal, max?
I think the hope is that this like terrifies Boston into saying like, yo, let's pay him. I just wonder for his sake, does it work against him, right? This is like, oh, well, if he's going to leave and then, you know, like, I mean, this is two pieces, right? Like he's a little bit on a media tour.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very clear message from him, like, yo, I will bounce, right? Which is a great negotiation tactic.
Great tactic, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, I will leave. I'm good. I can walk away. I can do this. So that might be the end of it. In the end, I do think they pay him. In the end, I do think they say, man, like, we're not doing better than this. But at the same time, you can see a world where they're like, look, if you don't want to be here, right, like, we could send you to Dallas with your boy, right?
Yeah.
like you go kicking it, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, Dallas is one of the teams that he's been kind of linked to anyway, right? Just sign his fridge. So I don't think it is, but it is definitely interesting because it is very clear, like, if he's got to go, he will leave, right? Like, he got businesses to start. Like, he got black people to kick it with. And, like, Boston ain't providing all of his needs, if you know what I'm saying.
No, what are you saying, Marcus?
I'm saying Boston isn't the holistic location for Jaylen Brown's ultimate desires to be more than a basketball player. Ooh, that was pretty good, Will. That's barred right there.
Hey, that was good. That was good. Ain't a whole lot of Dr. Umars running around Boston for Jaylen Brown to kick it with. We can say that much. But no, I just like Marcus said, I respect what Jaylen Brown's doing right now with his little media tour, because I think he right to say, hey, I'm a legit max player and I'm tired of y'all playing with my name.
Hey, Will, you can't do this, Will. You can't be like, I respect it, and then call it a little media tour.
Nah, that's 100% what you can do. Nah, that's right. It was two pieces.
He was like, yo, I respect your little media tour.
That's the right tone.
You know, because it's like, man, why every time a trade come up, y'all got to throw my name out there? If I'm Jaylen Brown, I respect him being like, hey, I'm averaging 27 a game. I'm an all-star. I'm an all-NBA level dude. Stop acting like y'all could just throw my name up every time KD's peek up and say he want to trade the man. Like, if y'all really respect me like that, if y'all feel like I'm a part of what this team is building, then why does my name keep coming up every summer? So I can respect Jaylen Brown being like, you know what? Hey, there's a world where I just bounce on y'all. It ain't y'all choice to get rid of me. I will just bounce on y'all. And I can, and you know, if you're Boston, we can say, hey, we'll just let Jaylen walk. But I don't think that's a world they want to live in, where it's Tatum and Brogdon and Marcus Smart trying to win the East, when you got Giannis with his super team over there. You got, you know, Philly getting stronger. I think they need Jaylen Brown just to keep up in the East. So I think he's doing the right thing, saying, hey, stop putting my name in these trade rumors. When it's time to pay me my Supermax, give me my bread. And if you're Boston, I think you got to respect his mind, because if you let him walk, then it's the same thing we do with all of these other teams. Once one star walks, then we look at that other star and start saying, all right, what's up with Tatum? Is he going to stay in Boston? So I think it's a scary time for the Celtics, because the Bucks have passed them up. Philly's probably about to pass them up in the standings. So I think they're kind of on the downward trend. And now this stuff is coming out with Jaylen Brown. How much is this going to be a distraction? You know, Joe Mazzulla ain't exactly the guy that the Celtics fans are in love with right now.
That shine went away real quick.
As soon as that interim tag left, it was...
Man, it was out of there. They started calling him the Clapper, like Jason Garrett. It's rough out there in Boston right now. So they better win some games, because I'll tell you this much about Jaylen. He'll bounce. Just like Marcus said, he ain't one of these dudes that's like, I'll stay around just for the team chemistry. I feel good. Nah, if he feels like he's not wanted, he'll dip and not even think twice about it.
The amount of throwing poison into the well that other GMs are about to do based off this quote is going to be spectacular. You're going to see wild rumors about the Celtics and Jaylen Brown over the next year. I promise you, like, wild rumors about, like, getting him away and stuff. Like, and I don't even know how much any of it's going to be true. It might be little kernels of truth, but I'm telling you, the next year is going to be chaos for Celtics fans. Unless they come out and say, yeah, we're going to give you that Supermax as soon as you hit free agency. Because they can't sign an extension unless they fix in the CBA. They can't sign an extension because it's not even close to the amount of money he's going to get. Not even close. Like, he's about to get stupid paid.
And the money he's earned. I mean, he's made a serious jump this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, last 2 years, he's outperformed his contract. Yeah.
His performance in the finals alone, that was like cha-ching.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
especially as Tatum came up real short.
Absolutely.
Coming up after the break, confidence in rebuilding teams.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Take four, rebuild gone wrong on Tuesday. Aaron Kelly, Eco, and Sam Vecenie wrote about the state of the rebuild in Houston. If Jalen Green can be franchise player, the recent good play from Jabari Smith Jr., that's a new thing because he's been pretty terrible this year. Shangoon's impact and more. At the end of this piece, this question was posed to Sam. What's your confidence level in the success of this rebuild on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being extremely confident. And success means getting back to the postseason in the next three seasons. Guys, clearly in the next draft, and particularly this lottery, will have a lot to do with how you feel about any rebuild. But this year's draft aside, how do we feel about the Rockets rebuild? Will, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in this Rockets group?
Yeah, I love just the fact that the 10 is just getting back to the postseason, where you could be like the 10 seed and making it to the playoffs.
Hey, in this man. World. Playoffs so and playoffs.
Let's go for the 10 seed, everybody. Let's shoot for the stars.
Do you know the amount of improvement they would have to get close to the 10 seed right now?
Yeah, that's a fact. Because
like,
I would just
literally
watch,
like 20 games though.
Yeah, I just watched two Rockets games in a row, and it was rough.
That was rough.
But yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4, just because only reason I give it that much is because I like Jalen Green. I feel like they hit on the Jalen Green pick. He's gonna be good. But I hate everything about what they're doing in Houston. Just the way they just have a team full of it's just like an AAU team. It's a bunch of young dudes. They out there doing whatever. Shangoon's just throwing up random shots. I don't know what they're doing with Steven Silas. If that front, they're like convinced James Harden is coming back to save the day.
That's a whole bunch of them down there.
It's so weird what they got going on in Houston. I don't like anything they're doing. And if Wembanyama goes there, I would be really depressed because I feel like I just want him to go somewhere with more organizational, just a direction. Like, we know what we're doing. We know where we're going.
Yeah.
And if he goes there, it'll just be like, just take 25 shots, Wemby, and we'll see what we can do next year.
Marcus, scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about the Rockets rebuild?
8.
Whoa!
Wow.
I can't believe you're missing the epicness of this tank here. Like, this is choreographed chaos that's happening. You are so asleep on what's going down in Houston right now. Mm. Look, if they get Wembanyama and, like, a veteran on the team somewhere, maybe somebody over 25.
A guy with a beard?
I'm just saying, like, think about that. They've gotten so bad.
James Harden cannot be your veteran president.
No, he cannot. Especially not in Houston, right?
No.
Not in the East.
I'm going to show y'all. Boy, he'd be like, y'all don't know about the old spots. Let me take you to
them. And Wemby can't hide in any of these spots. If you see a big 7'4 dude walk in the spot, you're going to notice him.
They're in play for the biggest draft prospect in 50 years, right? They are if you're a veteran NBA player and need a revival, Houston is perfect for you. Like, you're gonna get the ball, you're gonna get leadership roles. Like,
you just ask John Wall.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm saying it, like, you still good. You just need to play
don't do that.
I've been gone for 2 years.
John Wall.
John Wall's good. Nah,
he was great on Theo Pinson.
He better than Justin Patton, all right?
I'm just saying, like, he was a little further down the road than what I'm talking about.
Found the line of demarcation. Are you better than Justin Patton?
He's a little bit further down the road than I'm talking about. I'm talking about 30, right?
Yeah. Like an Eric Gordon.
No, it's too far down the road. too far down the road. I just feel like
They're like in position for somebody to come and say, yo, I could make something out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could do something with you. When it come to
Texas and Florida, we always got to throw the taxes into mm-hmm. the discussion. Yeah. These dudes making $30 million a year. You go to one of these states where they ain't taking all your money, it plays a factor. We can never forget that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they throw a bunch of money at Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe. Him and James Harden?
No, him and Wimby, though.
No. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Let's do some quick hitters here. Scale of 1 to 10. Will, how do you feel about the Magic rebuild?
I like Paolo and Franz. And I think, you know, I just question what they got going on at point guard. I know Magic fans are going to hate it, but I like Paolo and Franz, so that's a good start.
Marcus, Magic, 1 to 10.
I'm high.
Let's yeah, I'm go. A 10, man. 8, Paolo's 9. Paolo's a monster. Franz is a monster.
And you know what they have that, like, I mean, Houston actually has it, but I think it's more like what Will said. It's like, man, that's like straight EBYL. Basketball, right? Like, they just out there. Tari used Markel to be running around.
Still plays like that, man. Yeah, he's been in the league for a while. He's just doing whatever he wants.
But Orlando has an identity, though. They are mm-hmm. big. They are physical. They play hard, right? Like, they've got an identity. Now they just need some pieces, like, in the right place. But that team has been... Who's skinny on that team? Like, they don't even have a skinny
Bo
dude.
Bo. Yeah, come on now.
Oh, Bo is like the skinniest dude they got, right? But of course, the one skinny guy is like 7'4".
We can stop with Bo Bo, right? We don't have to do this anymore.
No, we can't. We're going to keep doing it, too. We're going to keep doing it.
Okay. Schleck put the Thunder in here. The Thunder are playing for the play-in. They're playing for the 60. They don't count anymore. That
the rebuild
done.
Is done.
Yeah. What about the Pistons? 1 to 10, Will.
I got them incomplete just because I haven't seen Cade Cunningham enough. Y'all don't get a grade. I got to see Cade Cunningham play basketball games before I give y'all a grade. So y'all got an incomplete.
Come on, man.
Nah, man. You got to complete your assignments before you get a grade.
I believe Cade Cunningham has played fewer games through his first two seasons than one Zion Williamson.
Oh, wow. That's a low bar.
Actually, that might not be true because I think Zion missed the whole year. But it's close. It's close.
Yeah. That's not a good.
12 games this year. Marcus.
He played like 20 in his first year.
Yeah, Marcus, what's the terrible Pistons for you?
I was like it too, but they got James Wiseman. They up to a good 4 now. Boy, let's go. Right, James Wiseman, baby. The big man that they needed.
You know what's a bad sign for both me and the Pistons is I saw that Marvin Bagley III had 30 last night. And I was like, oh God, for some reason in my head, it clicked that Wiseman had the 30. I was like, oh, this whole conversation is about to be so annoying on the internet. And then I was like, wait a second. No,
it's still going to be. It's still going to be. It is off 16 and 8. So watch when he actually gets a 30.
When he actually gets a 30? Oh my God. They're going to burn the chase.
Everything
into the
he does, Warriors fan. Joe Lacob was right. This is Steph Curry's fault. Like, people are going crazy.
Take 5, back in towns. Our own Shams Charania reports on Wednesday morning after missing 51 straight games with a grade 3 calf strain that was initially reported as a 4 to 6 weeks return. Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl-Anthony Towns will return tonight versus the Atlanta Hawks, barring a setback in pregame. Sources tell The Athletic, 9 games remaining as the Timberwolves battle for playoff positioning. The Wolves also listed Anthony Edwards as questionable for Wednesday's game. Timberwolves got a much-needed win on Monday against the Knicks thanks to a nearly perfect Taurean Prince game, 35 points on 12 shots. But the news of their two stars returning couldn't come at a better time. Wolves sit at 9th in the West as of this recording with games against the Hawks, the Warriors, the Kings, the Suns, and the Lakers upcoming. Marcus, after these 5 games, are the Wolves still in the hunt?
For what?
Playoffs? Top six. They're like a half game back.
Nah.
Wow.
I don't think so.
It's a big game against the Warriors coming up. Is it on the road for the Warriors?
Nah.
It's at Chase Center? Okay, so that's a loss for the Wolves.
And if Carl Anthony Towns is playing, that's definitely a loss.
Did I
say that out loud? Dang it, my bad. I'm sorry.
He's missed 51 games in a row.
That's why. He's going to be trash when he gets back. Will, what are the chances Carl Anthony Towns comes back in the best shape of his life?
I would say with a calf injury, not high.
I see him on the sideline. He's not coming back from this.
How long is he gonna take to get in basketball shape? Like,
he and I have the same jawline right now. It's not
it's not looking good. Then you got the whole, like, Rudy was chilling, man. Rudy was living his best.
Rudy's playing well, man. Yeah, Rudy's like playing really good basketball.
That's done. That's over. Like, that's out.
That's a wrap.
But with the two bigs on the court, Ant's gonna have plenty of room to operate. Right? No.
Nah, no. Well, at least Torrey and Prince will get more.
Well, Kyle Anderson's been really, really good, so you can still play him at the four.
Play him at point, might as well.
Yeah. See,
that's where I was going with it, because I feel like low key, the Timberwolves are kind of like made an identity without Karl Anthony Towns, with, you know, playing Ant, Jaden McDaniels, and Kyle Anderson together. Mm-hmm. I feel like they kind of figured something out with those three dudes just being long, athletic, making some plays in transition. Anthony Edwards was able actually to get into the paint and not have three people on top of him every time, which was an interesting way to play basketball.
Yeah. Especially with two of them were his teammates.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's going to have the two bigs out there. They're going to want to get Carl involved. They're going to start running these big, big pick and rolls again. It's like you're basically just starting all over with 10 games left in the season. Mm-hmm. I'm not that excited about it. I never was excited about Towns and Gobert playing together. And yeah, Towns is a super talented player. You want him on the basketball court.
It's just a weird fit, man.
It's just a weird fit. It never was really that great of a fit. And y'all saying Gobert playing well, I can't lie. I saw a stat the other day that Walker Kessler has twice as many blocks as Gobert this season. It's like not more, but two times as many blocks as Gobert, which is crazy.
It's, you know why? Because people actually challenge Walker Kessler. They know better.
Yeah, they're afraid of Gobert.
They're scared of Gobert.
How many shots altered?
You come into the paint against Gobert, you're getting baguettes and blocks. You know that.
Come on, you better be ready. That's truffle butter, baby. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You slipping. Mm-hmm. You're going to get caught slipping in the truffle butter. You come in the paint. Carl Anthony Towns is gonna come back jacking a bunch of threes because he's gonna be out of shape.
That's what he should do, though. He's a historically good shooter, like historically good.
You don't think he's the greatest shooting big man of all time?
He's a historically solid shooter.
No, he's 40% for his career.
He's a historically.
Well, because here's the problem is like scoring's out of control now, man. So like
it is.
You got to be like 46% to be great now. He's 40. He's 40%. That's historically good. And I think, you know, no offense to Chris Finch, who's done a great job. He's the second all-time winningest coach in Timberwolves history at 98 victories.
Cannot promo that stat. You can't promo that
stat. I can't say it enough.
No, I'm saying if you're the Timberwolves, you just got to let that ride.
Yeah, you got to wait for him to get to 100 and be like, hey, 100 wins for Chris
Finch. Yeah, exactly. You got to let the media discover that one. You can't be out here promoting that.
I think Walton had more wins than that as interim coach of the Warriors.
He might have.
Facts, right?
But
literally at half in one stint, right?
So if I could give some advice to the second winningest coach in Timberwolves history who's been on the job 2.5 years, I would say use Karl Anthony Towns like he's like a Klay Thompson or, you know, a guy to space the floor instead of a star.
Like a Kevin Love, right?
A little more than a Kevin Love.
Yeah, like, I mean, Kevin Love just stand on the perimeter and shoot. That's pretty much what he does.
Yeah. Stagger it to where you could use Karl Anthony Towns as Karl Anthony Towns when Gobert's not in the game. But, man, like, he should be taking 10 threes a game. Easy. Easy 10 threes a game. Otherwise, it looks like that constipation they had in the first 10, 15 games of the season, whatever that was.
If he should be taking shots away from Torrey and Prince, though, man. Last time I saw
you know what?
That man ain't miss a shot.
Torrey Prince was hot. Ruined.
That was crazy.
Ruined 57 from Julius Randle.
It felt like he ruined Julius Randle's mental health at the end of that game, too.
Yeah, that wasn't
my
good.
Goodness.
That wasn't that good.
I hope somebody taps him on the shoulder and was like, hey, bro, you all right?
Is there anybody in the NBA who's more tired during games than Julius Randle?
Kevon Looney.
It looked like Julius' soul is leaving his body in the fourth quarter.
That's actually
quarter
working both
Hey, Kevon Looney walks away from the jump ball with both hands on his hips.
That's going to do it for this week's Point of Contention. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Athletic Podcast Network. Warriors Plus Minus. Anything is possible. Down to Dunk, No Dunks, Glue Guys, Sixers Beat, and the Bun and Cardigan Show. For Will Guillory, for Marcus Thompson, for Andrew Schlecht. I'm Zach Harper. See you next time. And hey, subscribe to The Bounce.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.